we're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Tonight we're going to be talking about the new Citizen of the Year, as deemed by GQ magazine. Tyrese Gibson makes the show once again. You know, the awards are coming up, and he's definitely in the running for Stunt King, Stunt Queen of the Year. Russell Wilson makes the show as well as Meek Miller. We have an update on him and the thieves from UCLA that went over to China and had to get rescued by the president. Sounds like a good show. Welcome to another edition of Bro Talk Live, the best show on the internet for you by us. Let's kick it to my main man, Dex. What up, bro?
Dexter Stuckey here with, I'm taking it all the way back to what, like season one with the attire, because so many people last week were like, why are you wearing somebody else's podcast and you're not even wearing anything of your own show? And it's like, first off, relax. I'm on the show every week, but we do have Bro Talk Live shirts.
We do need a new line too. We had a couple shirts, but we need.
Yeah, but like people, and you know, I'm seeing like a lot of these other podcasts do like shirts and stuff, and I'm like, I'm low key jealous. So I just had to you know, dust the dust off of this one and throw it out there, just so you know. Bro Talk Live does have some shirts too, and if you guys listen to us on the podcast, I'll post a picture wearing the shirt as well.
You know, I might put the store back. I'm going to design some shirts for the holidays. That's what I'm going to do. New shirts by next week, I bet you. All right. Ty the God, how are you?
I'm good. Speaking of shirts, I can't fit mine anymore because I was much slimmer back then when we first started this show.
And you know what, Ty? That was another thing. Like, these fit classes is paying off because the kid can fit, like, the kid can fit stuff from 2014 now.
Why? That's good for you. This kid can.
How are the nuts?
They've never been better.
Crunchy, salty.
Ty is an absolute rare form today. It's
like, that's a good day.
Billiam, how are you, sir?
I am great. Fresh off of the Holy Convocation experience.
I was going to say fresh off the boat. I was like, what?
Well, also that.
If you guys don't know, Will was out there having lunch with Mr. I'm Deliver, Andrew Caldwell. Those two are
besties now. Actually.
Holy Convocation has to be the biggest stunt ever.
I could only imagine. All right, Bro Talk Live, always on the mark. We have a few stories, guys. We're going to start you with some updates from stories we've talked about in the past. You know, Saturday Night Live has the weekend update, so this is going to be the Tuesday update. Since Bro Talk Live, if you listen to the podcast, happens live on Tuesdays. First update we have is from our president. He wrote this on Twitter.
Why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I never call him short and fat? Oh, I try so hard to be his friend, like really, folks. And maybe someday that will happen, but not now, not in China, not in this America. America first, folks, okay? We're doing bigly, and that bad hombre has to go.
How do you feel about our president's return to Twitter?
It's huge.
So I'm a dean of students. I'm often spending time on the playground with third, fourth, and fifth grade students, and that's how he's out.
This came across very like real housewife-ish to me. Like, this is what they say in their confessional, stuff like this.
Like, I have him blocked literally on my Twitter. So I can't, like, whenever his tweets come up, it just says this tweet is unavailable. Like, you know, it acts like someone's like has a private account or something like that. And you have to like actually. And I still made it onto my timeline. I don't know what I have to do to get this guy blocked, but I read it and I just laughed. I was like, this is, it's getting to a point now where it's just ridiculous. Like you literally called him Rocket Boy, Rocket Man. Like you called him that, but you're mad because he called you old. Like, this is so stupid. What are we talking about?
If you want to get into his location though, like get into his location. He sent it from Vietnam. So he wanted everybody to know he was close to North Korea.
Well, I mean, well, you're the king of locations.
Oh, well,
you geotag when you go there. It's not my fault. Some people's checks don't cash.
Okay.
That would be yours.
Are we starting with Shane already? Shall we begin?
There's no need to start. There's no need to start. His checks don't get 30,000 feet up in the air.
I don't know. That's got money these days.
You see, we have that in common.
I'm about to be his friend.
My real friend. No, keep going.
All right. Update number two. Tyrese had a little boy cape before. I mean, this guy's a motivational speaker. I'm not sure what his name is, but he was on Instagram and he was saying that we make fun of black fathers when black fathers just want to see their sons and all this other stuff. And he's basically motivating people to stop teasing Tyrese because he was having a breakdown because all he wants to do is see his daughter at the end of the day. And so Tyrese quoted this young man and reposted him on his Instagram page saying, I feel you, whoever this genius kid is, just know that your full scholarship to Harvard University will be paid for as soon as Will Smith wire come in. Nothing will change.
Will Smith.
He's a game changer. Just like Zoe the Motivator from Compton to Morehouse, classic man. My president looks like you and Zoe the Motivator. So he's going to pay for Zoe the Motivator to go to Harvard University as soon as his wire.
He just promised his young man that Will Smith would pay for him to go to Harvard.
That's what he Zoe is a smart.
He promised that when he gets his money from Will Smith, he's going to donate some of it to
This is like, number one, if Zoe has the sins God gave a pan of dishwater, he won't hold his breath. Number two, Tyrese sounds like the classic broke cousin. Yeah, I get my check in a week. You don't, girl. You don't work. You don't work. There's no check coming.
I'm a little offended by this because one, he just told the boy, like, I'll pay for you to get into Harvard. So if he doesn't get into Harvard, like, the check's not coming. One. And then two, like, we created a GoFundMe for you and you won't pay anything for us. Like, we're not even asking for you to pay. We just want you to give us a retweet. And you can't even do that, but you're promising money to this guy to go to Harvard? No.
That's well, sad. Maybe he, maybe once he gets, well, has anyone actually donated a dollar to that GoFundMe? I don't think.
Look, I don't know.
He probably sees your GoFundMe as an offensive thing because he knows you're making fun of him.
Yeah, because you posted money. That picture of him getting hair like from Baby Boy.
Like, it didn't look like anything that you were really trying to do to help.
But you need the money. It doesn't matter how you get it. You just need the money.
Update number three, Billy, who we talked about last week as being wrongfully incarcerated. The FBI is now launching a probe into the judge that allegedly wanted Meek Mill to leave his deal with Roc Nation and stay with the local Philly act. She also requested, if you don't recall, that he remixes Boyz II Men's hit song on Bended Knee and give the judge a shout out on the song, both of which Meek Mill declined, and now he's in jail, according to the lawyer. The FBI says that they have an interest in this case and the judge, and they will be investigating that.
Kaepernick, and they should.
Colin Kaepernick, we'll talk about him a little bit later, said that sadly there are black folks going through the same radicalized injustices within the justice system that Meek Mill has experienced for over a decade every single day. This requires more than just gradual reform in laws. It requires a swift overhaul. So that's an update on the Meek Mill situation. Are you guys glad that the FBI is stepping in, or
the FBI is stepping in a couple more cases?
Listen, why they keep stepping?
Don't stop stepping now.
I don't know how much stepping they're gonna do because Jeff Beauregard Sessions III is still the head of the Confederacy.
Master Jefferson Beauregard.
Yeah, Master Jefferson Beauregard the Third.
Yeah, no fault.
I just feel like I would like to see this happen more often in other situations that don't involve like celebrities. I would like to see it happen when people are gunned down in the street. I would like to see it when people, you know, are getting killed and dying inside of prisons for crimes that either they didn't commit or they were falsely accused of or whatever. Like, I just want to see more of it there, take place there. I mean, I guess this is a step in the right direction, but I just hope and I pray that this is not just because this guy has some notoriety.
That's exactly why.
Also, I want to know if any of those parents who were out at the Meek Mill rally last night are coming to parent-teacher conference next week.
But wait, I don't understand that, though. Like, people were saying, like, I wonder if these people who were out there went to vote. I wonder if these people out there are coming to parent-teacher conference. I wonder if these, you know, whatever.
Here's why.
Yeah,
tell me why. Here's why. Because it makes it very difficult to advocate for a change. And when it's time to vote on that policy, your voice is no longer there. Like, oh, like it's, you're a t-shirt wearer. Like, it's like, oh, here we go. Oh yeah, I can't wait for Bro Talk Live to come on. You're not. So you're a part of the problem. You're not a part of the solution. Be a part of the problem, folks. Be a part of the solution, folks. Not a part of the problem.
So you're saying that people who are at the Meek Mill rally, like, you basically question their priorities. Not all of them, but like a lot of them who are out there and they don't.
Yes, and I think I have a space to question their priorities, because where were you when it was time to vote on the legislation that dealt with judges being in their seats for until death? Or like, where were you when they closed down 40 schools and they opened up new prisons in the state? Like, where were the rallies then? Don't just say, oh my God, the justice system is broken. Yes, the justice system is broken, but show up to the things that matter so the justice system won't break. Like, I don't know, education, because there's a pipeline to prison. And so if your child doesn't get a good education and they take the school out of the neighborhood, then it multiplies. It almost doubles the chance that your child can be put in an unfair justice system. So we need to start somewhere to keep your children out of the justice system to begin with.
And I'm not disagreeing with you, like, because I actually do. I'm just saying this for, you know, for the other side out there, because I agree with what you're saying. I totally understand it. But for the other side out there who says, like, you know, in 2008, we went out, we voted and stuff, and now we're back to where we were. Like, it's like it almost seems like my vote really doesn't count, because even with voting in 2008, people are still getting in trouble. These people are still getting shot down, killed in the street. Judges are still like doing whatever they want.
There's a problem with that argument. People voted in the presidential election, arguably one of the least important elections, because it doesn't affect you as directly as some of the midterm elections that come along that people often skip. Like, last week we went to vote. Like, literally, I walked through, voted, and walked out with nobody, and I mean nobody else in the room besides, you know, two old white people who were obviously running the booths. Like, I think that that's problematic.
And I think that. With that being said, and I understand it, and again, I totally understand this stuff, but I also get where these other people come from when they say, like, so you say, and I agree with this, that the presidential election is not, like, super important. Like, it's probably, like you said, one of the least important elections, but that one's the one that's blown up. That was the one that seems important. Isn't that
what you would do if you wanted to maintain control? You would make people think that other things aren't important, so they would not show up to vote. Like, do you think that the people who want to be in charge want certain people out there voting in these elections? No, they want to go in unopposed, like they've been doing for years.
But wouldn't that be on the part of the politicians, though, to kind of put it out there? Like, if you are really out here, you're really doing things to help out your community and you want your community to grow.
There were plenty of
politicians last night that were out there at the Meek Mill rally that were not campaigning for people to vote. They were not, like, you know, putting this message out there for people. Like, there were people who came to my station to talk about this Meek Mill rally. There were people on the Wendy Williams show talking about the Meek Mill rally. They do not advocate for voting in local elections like they did with this. Like, I do think that it's a problem with the people, but I also think the politicians, there's a huge problem with them, and not just the ones who want to suppress you and keep you from voting, but the ones who actually want you to go out there and vote. They don't do much of anything to get you out there.
I agree, but my thing for that is, if you're going to wait for a politician to tell you to get out there and do something, you're going to wait until you die.
But like, that's what's happening, though.
All right, we gotta move.
And that's an issue. All right,
it's funny that this conversation has flipped for some reason. Dex was the one who was mad at people because they didn't vote. Now he's advocating for people not voting because he understands that. It's really weird how this is all changing.
I don't know if I advocated for them. I'm just saying, like, I think the blame is placed.
You get it
in the wrong place.
That's all I've ever said is I get it. But all right, moving on. More Tuesday updates. Diddy has come out, and last week we told you that he wanted to be called Brother Love. And he has come out and said that he was just drunk, as we assumed. We said hi, but I think drunk, I guess, would suffice as a reasonable excuse here. Are you guys relieved that Diddy was drunk? And that was it?
I'm sorry, is that him all big looking like Biggie? God, he needs to lay off. When did he gain so much weight? Sweet God.
I think it's just a jacket. I don't think he's that big.
That looks like a lot of stomach on that jacket. I don't know.
And look like at that sweatshirt.
I know stomach like a nice sweatshirt.
No, get into the side of that face. He got like three.
I'm relieved.
I'm not relieved. I didn't care. I had no intention of calling him anything other than whatever I wanted to call him.
All right. Because that. We're going to move into a different way to tell the news. we're going to have brother love or hate. So love or hate. You like that? Brother love or hate?
You're an idiot for that.
So let me know if you love or hate the following stories. Colin Kaepernick is GQ's 2017 Man of the Year. But according to GQ, he did not speak to them for the interview. They said the following at the beginning of the article. When we began discussing this GQ cover with Colin earlier this fall, he told us the reason he wanted to participate is that he wants to reclaim the narrative of his protest, which has been hijacked by a president eager to make this moment about himself. But Colin also made it clear to us that he intended to remain silent. As his public identity has begun to shift from football to activist, he has grown wise to the power of his silence. It has helped his story go around the world. It has even provoked the ire and ill temper of Donald Trump. Why talk now when your detractors will only twist your words and use them against you? Why speak now when silence has done so much? They say that Colin goes on to say that, you know, he realizes that, you know, silence can kind of be confused with, you know, passiveness and stuff like that. But they use the power of, you know, photography and imagery to create the basis for the article. They also spoke to people who know Colin and got words from them on Kaepernick for their cover story for his Citizen of the Year award. Guys, do you like it? Do you love it, Brother Love, or do you hate it? That Kaepernick didn't actually say anything in this GQ interview.
I hate it.
I hate it too.
Why do you hate it?
I think that there is a time for everything. And I think that your original idea was like, I'm going to reclaim the narrative was a better choice because you had the platform to do that. I don't like that you decided that silence was the best way to go. I just don't agree with that.
Again, like he always do. This is the problem with this man. Like he rouse people. I don't like him. Like he gets people behind him. He rouse people up, whatever. And then they're like, oh, let's really profile you. Let's get you out there. Let's tell your story in your own words. Like, let's get it out there. He's like, just like when it comes to voting, I ain't gonna show up. I'm so sick of him. Like, I'm just... I can't. Like, I'm just so tired of this man. At this point, because you know what's crazy? When I woke up this morning, the first thing I saw was an article about him being GQ Citizen of the Year. And I was like, oh, that's cool, whatever. So but then I started reading the comments, and there were so many racist comments on there. And I'm like, okay, like, now I support him. Like, I'm okay with him being Citizen of the Year because the racism that comes out, it's unnecessary. But now it's just like, it's just so difficult to get behind him because he doesn't show up. Literally does not show up. He didn't show up on the football field. He didn't show up in the vote election. He didn't show up to this
Maybe that could be the larger point that that's not who he wants to be. He just wanted to raise awareness for something. He never said that he wanted to be Martin Luther King. Let me finish. He never said that he wanted to lead the new Black Panther movement. All he wanted to do was create awareness for what he took a knee for, and that was
okay. Jason, like, no, it was clearly what are you bigger talking than about? Taking.
Look at his photos. Look at him.
Like, everyone's trying to make him into Malcolm X, and he never said
he tries to make himself into Malcolm X.
No, he doesn't.
Oh my god, yes, he does.
Did you how? See what has he done?
The picture of him standing there, like basically recreating the Muhammad Ali. He knows what he's doing. He wants his attention.
What he did is he gave what he could, which was $1 million of his own money out of his pocket to this cause. That's what he did. He spent his time mentoring a lot of youth in urban cities and stuff like that. He doesn't have to sit out here and be Huey Newton. Like, he doesn't have to do this.
So decline him. Tell them not to put you as GQ Citizen of the Year. Tell them not to do this. Because this is the thing. I genuinely, at this point, I'm starting to feel like he doesn't really have the thoughts that people are giving him. Like, you say, like, you want to kneel because you wanted to protest racial injustice and stuff. But then when you're given an opportunity to discuss it and talk about it,
He has spoken out. He has clarified what he meant. He has discussed what he's meant, but he's not going to keep doing it over and over again.
At this current moment right now, the movement that he started in the NFL is being taken as a joke. People are doing
the thing. What is he supposed to do? He's out of the NFL.
He can shut that down. He can say, I don't like what these guys are doing. They're not doing it for the same reason that I wanted to do it. He can say anything, but the fact that he's saying nothing means he's a coward.
I think you're,
so. Back to the original question, I'm going to go ahead with the or, simply because I don't hate it. I don't necessarily love the idea that he's not sat down for an interview. But over the last 10 years, Beyonce has also been on multiple covers of magazines and not sat down with air one of them. So
that's a good point.
I just think you were going there. Didn't think you were about to say anything.
There's a time for everything.
I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
I just think there's a time for everything. And there is a time for silence. When someone's coming at you and they're saying stupid stuff and you don't want to respond and be petty or ignore them, I think silence is golden then. But I think when it comes to your man of the year, we're going to give you a platform. You're going to tell it the way you want it, however you want this movement to be viewed and seen. I think you have the opportunity to really speak out and put people back on the right path to whatever message you were trying to get out there. I think you should have done it. I don't think silence is going to do that.
Pause real quick. I want to give a quick shout out to Billy Payne, who is currently watching us on the live feed and has decided to post FU N-word, FU pieces of S-word towards us. I just want you to know that you're the reason for this conversation that we're having right now. And you're the reason why we need and want people like Colin Kaepernick to speak out. You're a dickhead. And keep watching us because you're pushing our numbers up. That's it.
But I want to know why are you so angry? Is it because we're smarter than it? Like, what?
People reacted like that every time they heard my name, I probably wouldn't say anything either. Like, I probably would be done speaking to people.
But time out. Can we get him on the show?
No.
You're not getting no platform. Sit your dumb ass down behind that keyboard, dickhead.
All right, next story. Love or hate, because you gotta move. We got 8 stories deep this week. We're only at 5. 3 UCLA players were arrested in China after stealing sunglasses from Louis Vuitton store. UCLA was in China for an exhibition game, and the players were held in a hotel and not allowed to travel back to the United States with the team last week. So when President Trump was over there in China, he decided to speak to the president of China to try to get the players back. He said they're working on it right now, and he also said hopefully everything is going to work out. UCLA released a statement saying that the 3 UCLA basketball athletes involved in the incident with authorities in China are on a flight back home to LA, and the matter has been resolved. We are very pleased that the young men have been allowed to return home to their families and the university. We are grateful for the role that the Chinese host played and for the courtesy and the professionalism of the local authorities. We also want to acknowledge UCLA's significant efforts on behalf of their student athletes. Finally, we want to thank the president, the White House, and the U.S. State Department for their efforts towards resolution. Guys, do you love or hate that Trump is ultimately the one that got these guys home?
I mean, you gotta love it. I mean, he did what he's supposed to do for once.
For once, he's like a deadbeat dad who come around once and take you
right
on your birthday.
He's that dad who comes to you at the last minute and gives you like $20 when mom spent like thousands of dollars on you, but you're so happy because dad finally thought about you. Like, that's Donald Trump. The mom has to sit there and like put up with his shit. Just, you know, to keep the peace.
Like, your mom bought you all this stuff. He bought that BB gun and she got the you running through the house shooting the BB gun.
Dex, do you love or hate the fact that Trump's getting all the shine here with his
I'm just catechism? A little upset right now. I love it. I think it's I don't know what I think. I'm just so upset right now. Like, I've never really been called the N-word before. So like, this is a first for me, and I didn't really expect it to happen this way. So I love it. I love the fact that Donald Trump's able to capitalize on any and everything that he sees happening in the world. Anything that this man sees happening, he can make it about him. I have to love that. That's amazing to me.
And like, at least they didn't spray paint it on our doors or something like they did LeBron. We're getting there though. Like, that means we're getting famous, guys. This is great. Like, you're not famous until you call the N-word on the internet, right? All right. Love it or hate it. Next up, we're talking about Russell Wilson, who's taking care of his stepson because, yeah, that's what stepdads are supposed to do. He said, when you have a fella's day out, and he added the Lakers, I guess he was at Staples Center, and him and Baby Future went out together and just had a stepdad and son day out together. A lot of people were kind of pissed about it online, including this guy, Stephen Dingle. I don't know really if that's his real name. But he said, I'd swing on any N-word who acts like Russell Wilson with my kid. My kid has one father, one mother.
Next. Next. We're not even dignifying the rest of this comment because this fool clearly is a deadbeat.
A motherfucking deadbeat. You know it. That's straight from the deadbeat anthem. Shut your ass up. Your kid probably doesn't even know your name. So shut the hell up.
So we don't have to even go any further.
No need.
We're done. We're done.
We know for a fact this fool is a deadbeat.
So we love the fact that Russell Wilson is actually doing what he's supposed to do because as a stepdad.
He probably doesn't even call Russell Wilson stepdad or Mr. Russell. He probably calls him dad because that's the one taking care of
him. Yeah, like, let's flip this whole thing because people are so stupid on the internet. So let's flip this. Let's say he doesn't treat him. Let's say he just ignores the fact that the kid is there at all and just takes care of his own personal family. How stupid does that look?
Meanwhile, the little boy daddy out here sipping on codeine and promethazine. Anybody say nothing about that though?
And mumbling like a damn fool.
Mumbling like a blumbering idiot.
Oh gosh.
Right. No, y'all don't play in my face tonight, okay? Don't play in my face tonight.
All right, and last but not least, love or hate, brother love or brother hate, Chrisette Michelle has a song out.
No thank you. No thank you.
It's called Black Lives Matter. It's available now everywhere where music is sold. Dex probably is going to buy it after just being called the N-word. But these are some of these are some of the lyrics. If it was true, would it be black? Whatever the hue, would you fight back? Is your blood red? Doesn't it match? Then when I stand with my black.
No.
I want her black.
She should have thought about that poem in December when she was at the White House cracking open her pipe and singing, tap dancing and singing like Miss Bojangles for that man. No, we don't want it.
The redemption tour is started. We have to.
Nope. No, thank you.
Nah, there's no redemption for her.
She can get on a plane with the other Mary that voted for Trump that wasn't invited to Oprah Winfrey's house and kick rock somewhere, okay? We're not for it. We don't want it. With Steve Harvey, all of them coons can go somewhere together.
She tried to be cute, but then when they spit on her like Russell Crowe did the other one, then they try to come crawling back. No, you hang in your little party. You enjoy yourself. You got bored by the president. So now, right. Now you're trying to crawling back because he spit on you.
Todd, they thought it was good until they had to go in through the colored entrance.
Damn. We don't want it. Dex, I see you thinking about it. Like, you really want to support here, don't you?
Like, this is one of those days where it's like, can I go home early? Like, I don't. I get why people would still be upset with her, but like, I'm not. Like, I look at it like we've all made mistakes, and it just kind of like, my issue though is it that like you can't jump from one extreme to the next. Like, you can't be like, oh, I support Donald Trump, and then be like, oh, Black Lives Matter. Like, you can't do that. Like, you gotta ease your way out with
regular music. I might support it, but the fact that she's doing this is why I'm
it's a bit extreme for me.
Because just a year ago, she was out here talking about Trump is God's man.
She didn't say that. She did not say that.
No.
Look, at the end of the day, like, bills got to be paid. And if she was about to get a check, a Trump check.
First of all, they did not pay her. Second of all, they ignored her.
She had to go through the color entrance. Like, she performed at the inauguration or the rally or whatever, the inauguration, but she didn't get a chance to meet him or his team, so...
Exactly. She didn't meet anyone but the same door. She met the COVID entrance. That's what she met.
Entrance. That's what it was. She was like, oh, the help goes through the back.
Terrible. He said, I'm performing. They said, yes. Right.
Yeah, through the back. You're the help.
Should we play the racist game? Should we just even do it? I mean,
absolutely.
Why would we miss it?
Absolutely. Don't give him a break now.
Like, close go ahead. I mean, like,
you know, why would we add that to the books? We just had a live one. You know what I'm saying? Why would we?
Look, I'm not offended. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Right. I don't care either. That really hurt.
It wasn't the first time. It ain't going to be the last time.
Exactly. We are strong. We is strong. We is smart. We is.
Oh, yeah. I'm through. I would with J. Crew. You can go ahead and move on. Yes, it's right there.
What the do?
J. Crew. J. Crew. Posted this.
He got her tater tot on her head, and I'm done. Moving on.
They posted this picture of this lady as a model. And
she's modeling real struggle ponytail, and we're done. We're not doing this.
It's really bad. People on the podcast, I'm sure you've seen the pictures of the J. Crew ad. Someone commented, why do you have these black mouths out here looking like they've been fighting for sunflower seeds and rainwater? Oh, y'all want to become the new Dove?
That ain't even a ponytail. She got an oxtail.
She got a pit bull tail.
Look, this girl is out there. Like, she knew what she was getting herself into. Like, she knew that. She knew what she was getting herself into, and I think that if she really felt comfortable in that, then okay. Like, I won't say it's racist. I think it's more so tacky.
Someone else pointed out that J. Crew is known for models with tousled hair. Most of their models get that undone hair look, according to this person. And you can see some Caucasian
women. He's a damn mess too.
So it might not be racist. They just look a mess.
Black women need to be represented in a certain way because they get more attention for looking stupid. People want them to look dumb. So a white woman gets up here and wants
the model,
and she wants to have messy hair for her.
I am so horrified by this country, y'all. Like,
the model who y'all called Oxtail said, "Dear all, this attention is flattering, but the concept of the brand specifically is to show that clothes can be comfortable, wearable, and naturally beautiful. So the natural hair makeup fits right in. Also, these days, it's all about women embracing their natural looks. So here it is. We as human beings are never satisfied with what we get. We always want more and still complain. Anyway, thank you for the positive comments."
I don't want to hear that.
This is Michelle's niece.
They showed more ponytail than they showed more ponytail than they showed sweater dress.
They had to show the neck. They had to show how it fit around the neck.
I don't think that's I think hair can be natural and beautiful and also done. And I don't see why.
Done.
I don't see why we have to look like that. I don't think that's that doesn't look good.
Think about it. At the end of the day, that girl, when you came to set, I know you're not supposed to come to set like looking like amazing or whatever, but you didn't come to set with your hair looking like that, I'm sure. So like, why would you want to be photographed looking like that? Your hair was natural before you got, I'm sure of it. Your hair was natural before you got there. Why didn't they keep it like that? This, you didn't walk out the house looking like that, I'm sure.
Nobody walks out the house. Everybody grandmother, they got hair looking like that. Their grandmother tell them, don't you walk out the house looking
like that. And J. Crew
has apologized. Yeah, they apologized, saying that, you know, they apologized for the styling of this model and the offense that was caused. We assure you that we're taking steps to address it and prevent this from happening again. All black women will have their hair combed and edges snatched for the next photo shoot. They will ensure it.
And the fact that J. Crew comes out and apologizes for this and she defends it, that speaks volumes about how like close-minded and stupid people really are. Like they're showing that this is a problem. They understand that this is wrong, this is a problem, but you don't.
Right.
The FBI posted this. witnesses of today's attempted bank robbery in Corona described suspect as had Warren Brown makeup on his face. Hashtag wanted. Was this guy trying to rob a bank racist, or is he just trying to get away as a disguise without trying to be caught?
I mean, this guy,
I have no idea.
This guy robbed the bank and he wanted them to look at the camera and be like, this big black man did it. That is absolutely racist.
You know it. I'm with Dax.
But he looks so stupid. I don't think anyone ever would have thought.
He looks really stupid though. He doesn't look black.
He actually looks... he's fresh out of a Home Alone movie. Like that's
what probably that like. Guy that was
absolutely that was fresh out of Home Alone. He does look like he watched Home Alone and was like, "This is it."
I got it.
This is a guy who just called us an N-word a couple of minutes ago.
Billy,
was it us or just Dexter?
Well, first of all, it was Jason was on the screen, so he's talking about.
I'm just messing. Well, if he was talking to Jason, Jason's the lighter of the three of us. He definitely meant us.
Michelle Boyd, a senior at Lindenberg High School in Washington State, recorded a video of students performing their civics project and was disgusted. The students saying, "Oh, McDonald had a slave, E-I-E-I-O, and with that slave, he worked all day, E-I-E-I-O."
No, thank you.
The student confronted the students and they say that the students said that the teacher gave them permission to perform the song. But there is a twist. According to one of the students who was up there singing, he went on Facebook and decided to describe the situation. Oh, man, if you can't figure out why being upset about this is stupid. One, I wrote the part of this song. I'm black. My friend singing with me is black. We asked multiple black kids if they thought it was cool to do, all of which laughed. This video is taken entirely out of context. The rest of the song is about Maryland taxing the state and such. The girl who's upset because it was quote unquote making a mockery of slavery was laughing the whole time, which is pretty weird behavior for someone so upset. Four, nothing in the song isn't factual. People owned slaves, they were whipped. Would you rather us cry about it? The only thing I did was find words that rhymed and put it in a nursery rhyme. It's the easiest way to make a song. Five, the teacher had nothing to do with this writing the song and has actually made me care about learning about civics. He's very chill and understanding. This girl is an anomaly among everyone who actually heard the song in person. She then twisted the video and used Vince. Everyone, we're a bunch of racists. Six, I'm black. Seven, I'm black.
No, you're not. You're one of them stupid blacks.
Sheriff, what's his name? That's what you are. Let me explain something to you. I was in high school once, and I once had a guy who used to be a friend of mine make a racist joke. I took a lock and broke his jaw. Okay? Oh, God. Had I been sitting in that classroom, and they started the old McDonald's, okay.
Label me up.
Go ahead. Give me reason to come break your jaw. Because let me tell you something. The whole slave thing and like, it's so personal to me because I listened to my grandmother who was born in South Carolina in 1930. Tell me the horrors of living in South Carolina. And Dex, next time I see you, I'm going to put blood in your mouth. Okay. And so it's that's a personal thing for me. Like, you don't get to make fun of a struggle that my grandmother, like two generations away from me, lived. You, and if you think that's okay, I'm going to knock all of you. I'm going to do my best, my damnedest, to disconnect your head from your shoulders.
All right. Well.
Starting with that coon on the screen.
Dex, she was playing. Do you think this was racist? I think we can all agree.
It's absolutely. It's crazy though, because these racist things are crazier when you have black people defending it, and this is the problem. Because, like, all jokes aside, like Will was telling the truth, but it's just when he goes into those stories about stuff that happened before I was thought of, it's just a little hard for me to pay attention. But like when I see like black people defending stuff like
this, but you does, believe in unicorns, girl, goodbye.
But it really does get to a point where it makes your blood boil. Because it's like, it's one thing to see something that's racist, to have to deal with something that's racist. It's another thing for a person to be like, well, it's not that big of a deal. Don't worry about it. They didn't mean anything by it. And it's just like, you might not think that, but they need to know that somebody finds that offensive. And like, to be honest with you, like, you might have not met the right person, but somebody might really get offended enough about that, and they might do something to you because of it. So just be careful.
Like, how many Jews are standing up like old Mick Hitler had? Like, nobody, they don't do it. It's not funny. Don't do it. Because if you do it and I'm around, I'm definitely going to knock your head.
And that whole, first of all, I'm black thing, like, we're not down with you. So if you're a black person and you think that it's okay to stand amongst your one other black friend and a group of white kids and saying something like that, I just think that's highly inappropriate. It's not. And as an educator, I just would never let that fly. I would, like, if a whole bunch of kids wanted to stand up and curse, and I wouldn't do it. Like, I would stop them from doing it because they're doing something that's ignorant. So, like, where are these people when these educators, when students, our kids are doing stuff like this? Like, I'm baffled by it. Listen.
All right. Time for Q&A. Ty?
All right. Let's get a little bit lighter in the show because the racial tension thing gets a little heavy. So this is Q&A.
It's even worse when it's directed towards us. I said it's even worse when it's directed towards us.
So our first question is going to be Thanksgiving Day themed. I think that would be cool. And we're going to rock with that one first. So I found this interesting because I had never actually heard of this happening. It says, my mom saw all of the talk about charging people $30 to eat at Thanksgiving. Now she's saying, well, I don't have to pay since I'm her son. My girlfriend who lives with me will have to pay. Do you think this is a little much?
Absolutely. I did see this going around as well. There's this, if you guys don't know the backstory, someone was saying that their mom, you know, hosts a huge Thanksgiving dinner and she charges everyone about $30 to eat because, you know, it's basically all you can eat once you go over there. And so in order to recoup the funds that she put off all the food, she charges $30. I don't think it's practical for most families. I mean, because $30 for what, eight people, that's a lot of money. I mean, I guess that's all the food, but.
Food is expensive. Let me tell you something. I should have charged my brothers and sisters last year all that food I had to cook.
I wouldn't pay if it came down to that. I would up.
Charge their behinds up.
Would you pay?
No,
I'd pay my. I'd.
Yeah, no. Look, stuttering.
No, you know good and well I wouldn't pay. But go ahead, charge them up.
I mean, but the thing is, though, like, it gets to a point where it comes to like Thanksgiving, because we've done this. But this is not really our fault, because we've bragged so much about our grandmoms and our moms, their cooking and stuff like that, to the point where they're starting to feel themselves now. We got to break them down a little bit. Yeah, like this year, we got to like reclaim our own time and just be like, did you burn this mac and cheese? Or like, you got to like kind of ease it on in there. Put your mom or your grandmom or your aunt, whatever, put them in their place this year and just let them know, like, you know what, maybe you kept the dressing in a little too long. It's just a little dry. Like, you know, just shake them a little bit. That way next year, they're going to pay you.
They're going to be reclaiming them coins.
Yeah. So next year, tell your girlfriend to do that. And then next year, your mom will be paying her to come back to eat her Thanksgiving dinner.
So first off, I'm not going to be paying anyone for Thanksgiving dinner. However, I do think it's appropriate if you all get together prior to the dinner and you make a contribution, whether you're bringing something or you're helping to pay or purchase something. I do think that's appropriate for the family to get together and help fund Thanksgiving. But I just have a problem with like the $30 charge. I just wouldn't go, especially if you told me I could eat for free, but not my live-in girlfriend. Like, that's not going to work. I just would see mom next year.
Well, to be honest, all the money that's spent like in Thanksgiving, as somebody who cooks for Thanksgiving,
What you be cooking? What you gonna cook this year? What's on the menu?
I'm actually don't lie, because we're gonna answer pictures.
No, I'm actually traveling this year, so I don't plan on cooking. I might make a couple apple pies, but I usually make like macaroni and cheese. I like help with the turkey. I do the
but stuffing. You don't eat meat no more. Cranberry sauce. Can't make no turkey. That's what you gonna eat?
I'm doing tofurkey.
Oh no! I have to pay that tofu. Your turkey, like my body is fiending.
Well, you can't do that. You have been going strong without eating meat. Do not eat no damn turkey.
I can smell it. Like, oh God, I need it.
Is it tofurkey? Do you bake that like a turkey?
I don't know.
It looks turkey. Turkey is perfectly healthy. Turkey is healthier for you than tofu. Like, what? Be serious.
Okay, you sound like my father at this point.
Turkey is healthy. Nothing can convince me that tofu is good for you. That's bullshit. Like, what the hell is that? Nobody's eating that. Like, you don't have to slather it down with pork and all. I understand that. But we're not. Turkey is healthier for you than tofu. That I can guarantee you.
We're going to look into that.
Please do.
What kind of gravy? You going to have turkey gravy or you going to have tofu gravy?
Probably no gravy.
That's why I have tofu gravy with a side of breast.
Literally.
All right. Which one you want to do next time?
I'll let you guys pick the next one.
We have dog homes and backsies, boss, current job and references, or coworkers, work and bridal shower.
You guys think too long. I'm going to pick the dog home and backseat one because I think
that's a good,
interesting one. I wouldn't necessarily say it's good, but I think it's interesting. 2 years ago, I adopted a dog from a local rescue. I never had one growing up, only cats. From the outside, it seemed to be a thing many people enjoyed immensely, and I thought it might be nice for my kids, as people say. But for me, it never took. I'm just not a dog person, and it turns out neither are my kids. They often ask if we could just give him away. I say, no, we made a commitment.
I want to get that damn dog back.
We made a commitment to him by adopting him, and I believe we did. I mean, we literally did because we signed one of those long documents these rescues give you saying you understand it's a lifetime commitment and you'll never rehome the dog. If you compare it to having a child, it seems clear that your responsibility would not evaporate just because you discover you weren't into it. But at the same time, the idea of slogging through 10 more years with this member of our family no one appreciates is depressing. To be clear, we are good dog owners. We are doing the job we don't like and paying the thousands a year that generally entails. I guess I'm exploring where our responsibility to pets begins and ends, and I'd like to hear what someone else thinks. Should we honor our word and not rehome the dog?
You better give that damn dog to somebody who want it if you don't want it, because either way, the dog's going to be miserable. If it's with you and you don't want it, you ain't going to be playing with it. You're going to have an attitude towards it. I mean, ain't nobody going to really know. I mean, just sell it to somebody on the street.
This is irresponsible. Give it a kick. Give it a kick. Give it a kick. Think of that is very irresponsible to me. They're like these animals, like they have souls, they have hearts. And
animals don't have souls.
If you weren't going to take care of this animal, you shouldn't have gotten in the first place. Like, I'm just not big on like giving away an animal. Like, that's like, you don't give away babies. You don't, Jason, you do. Okay.
Well, then the dog can run away. What you want to have?
Don't do that. Like, I feel like if you got the dog, this is your responsibility. Take care of it.
Jason and I are good friends. We rarely agree. But this time, I'm with Jason. Like, if I don't want that dog,
kills animals. Do you do that too?
What do I do? I wouldn't do that.
I did not kill no animals.
Well, you see, how to kick the dog, which I would don't recommend.
Well, you see these meat eaters.
You said I would tell you.
You can give the dog back. There's gonna be another family who wants the dog.
I mean, if you can't give, like, if absolutely nobody will take the dog, put it up on Craigslist. Everybody know that, you know, dog has all the shots.
I mean, in worst case scenario, you just unhook the leash one day while y'all walking and you just walk the other way. Worst case scenario.
Well, Jason, your worst case scenario is better than my worst case scenario, because I was going to say chocolate.
That's so mean. You going to try to euthanize the dog? That's terrible. All right. Take my advice. I think end up happy. Go ahead. All right, is that up for Q&A? We're good.
Yeah, we're good for now. Thank you. Send us your questions at brotalklive.com/questions. If we don't get to your question, please continue to tune in, because we might get you next week. Thank you.
Time for Jizzy Time, best part of the show this week. We're going to have the last time we're going to talk about some musical artists this year, because we only got a couple of shows left in before the Bro Talk Awards. So there were some people that you might recognize and some of these songs you might recognize. We're going to play the lyrics game. I'm put the lyrics up on the screen.
I love this song.
You tell me who is the lyrics. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Spend 10 racks on a new chain. My B loved you cocaine. Ooh, I forgot her name. I can't buy a B no wedding ring. Rather go and buy Balmain's. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Is that what he says?
That's what he says.
Oh my goodness.
Who is the artist of this song? Is it TK Kravitz,
Lil Pump,
Kodak Black, or Nav?
Lil Pump.
Whatever Williams says, I go with it.
Whatever Williams says, I've actually never heard this in my life.
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Ooh, Jesus. Look at how he looks.
None other than Lil Pump.
Is that him?
You said what?
Were we right?
Yeah, you were right.
Oh, hey.
That's Lil Pump.
Now, the rest of these songs, y'all on your own.
Some people call him Lil Punk, but I'm not getting jumped, so I don't think I'm going to call him that.
Oh, the Migos, right?
Next song up we have is called Tiefus. No. The lyric goes, dropped out of college, didn't need it. Spent that money for no reason. I told my mom she won't believe this. I spent $500 on my Tiefus.
Wait, there's a rapper named Famous Dex.
There's Trippy Red, Famous Dex, 300 pounds of Guwop, and G Easy.
Oh, yeah, Famous Dex.
Rapper name.
Okay. That's what I gotta look.
Guwop, 300 pounds of Guwop.
I'm going you with like Trippy Red.
I'm Team Dex.
All right, y'all got different answers. Dex is Famous Dex. Ty has 300 pounds of Guwop, and you said you got Trippy Red. Will?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Trippy Red.
The answer is 300 pounds of Guwop. This is their song together in the song.
It's that's more than 300 pounds, bro.
So their name is literally them.
Yeah, Famous Dex is an actor. Let's look him up. He makes hood music, though. I don't know if you like it, but.
His name is Dexter. I'm here.
Next song we have is called Betrayed. Zans don't make you. Zans gonna take. Zans gonna fake you, and Zans gonna betray you. Zans don't make you. Zans gonna take you. Zans gonna fake you, and Zans gonna betray you.
That'd be weird if that wasn't Lil Zan.
Excuse me, Lil Zan.
Can we talk about the more prevalent issue of mental illness with these people? These people need help. My God.
Is this Lil Xan, Lil Uzi Vert, Rich the Kid, or T Grizzly?
That would be super weird if it wasn't Lil Xan. Like, why would he keep repeating? Like, what is a Xan? Like a Xanax?
Yeah, Xanax.
Yeah, exactly. They need help. These people need help.
What'd you say, Ty?
They don't make you, they gonna take you. That is terrible.
Some people see it as like not necessarily an ode to Xanax, but like a warning track to Xanax, saying, you know, Xan's gonna betray you. Xan's don't make you who you are. They gonna take you. You know what I'm saying? So
let's go with Lil Xan.
Yeah, his name is Lil Xan. So and he did make this song.
Ooh. Oh God.
Speaking from experience.
Clearly.
How old is he?
Is he Caucasian?
He's white. Yeah, he's a white boy. 21-year-old, I think, rapper Lil Xan. Last but not least, 1942's flow. Like Ramadan, toting K's, it's like Palestine. Real, because in my ambiance, bottom line. Ever since I met Ross and signed a dotted line, I gave my mom a 10,000 at least 1,000 times. Is that Drake, Meek Mill, Wale, or the Migos?
Migos.
Meek Mill.
Definitely
Meek. That's Meek Mill. That's Meek Mill.
You going two for Meek Mill? It is the newly incarcerated Meek Mill. Hashtag free Meek Mill. We're always thinking about you, bro. You're going to make it out one day.
Are we?
If I'm not mistaken, I think I got them all right.
You might.
You got them all right.
I'm you have your money card.
You're so smart, Ty. I'm so proud of you.
I'm doing it out here.
No, that don't count because he only got the first one because I said the first one. That don't count.
You blurted it out before I could guess.
You threw it. You threw the assist.
Okay, girl.
Yeah. Speaking of assists, time for Dex's BS report.
All right. Okay, so the first story that we have today comes out of Georgia. So there is a new networking event that is called Meet the Blacks. So it is for white people who are in Georgia. Like, basically, you're invited to come out, and you're able to meet a black person. Like, if you don't have black friends, or if you know, if you want to get to know black people better, just come out to this event, and you can meet the blacks.
I'm sorry.
The blacks. The Bow Wow Challenge took the internet by storm earlier this year. Well, a company actually decided to take that to another level. It's a Russian company who rents out private jets. But they don't rent the private jets out for you to, you know, travel with. They rent them out for an hour for you to, you know, take pictures of it and inside of it and everything. And you can floss and flex for social media. They actually even have a makeup artist who you can pay an additional $237 for, who will make you up and make you look like you're having a great time on a private jet that you're renting just for Instagram pictures. There is a bar actually called Cajun Bar and Grill who's under some serious fire after redoing their bathroom stalls. So they have, you know how they have normally the doors for male, the doors for female. They actually decided to put a door like Bruce Jenner as the Olympic gold medals for the male side, and then Caitlyn Jenner in her Vanity Fair cover for the female side. People are pissed. Speaking of
why?
Pissed,
why? I think it makes sense. I mean, what's offensive about that? Like,
I mean, women might not know where to go.
Dex.
Speaking. It's literally the same person.
Dex! So, there's a...
I won't have the transgender community offended by Dex's comment.
I'm not trying to offend them. I'm just saying, like, that's what it is. And also... there is a story, a very sad story, but kind of bizarre as well, where a woman was, 82-year-old woman was, she was found by police, and she was found by her family, and the police were called because, like, she had cuts all to her face, and she doesn't know what happened. She woke up with the cuts lying in the pool of her own blood. Her daughter had no idea what happened to her, and, you know, the police are in the house. They're looking for any signs of forced entry or anything like that, and they could not find anything. They looked through the house because they figured maybe the person's still in there. Maybe you've invited somebody in. Long story short, like, as they were looking through the house, they actually noticed that the woman was keeping a bunch of stray cats in one of her closets. So the cat is now actually being investigated for attempted murder because they found blood, which was tested and it was the woman's blood, covering the cat's paws, which means the cat actually attacked the woman. And that has been Dex's BS report for the week.
What do you
number
do?
One.
Get rid of them cats, dude. You let them go right outside.
That reinforces the idea. If you don't want the animal's going to know. And,
that's right. Swing that cat by his tail. Go.
All right, Jason.
Can I ask for more details on this Meet the Blacks? Are we going to have like some Meet the Whites with a tax bracket? I'm trying to fulfill my transracial, my trans financial life.
Time for seats. Billiam.
Yes. Actually, you know what? It's interesting because I had a pretty good day today. So I actually don't have any seats today.
I do.
Same here.
So, My first seat is going to go. So last weekend I went to go get a haircut, and as I'm sitting in the chair, I see a woman actually dig in the garbage can in front of the barbershop. I'm like, wow, cool. She's digging in the garbage can. And then I'm like, maybe she felt like she dropped something in there. Then she moved over and digged in another garbage can. I'm like, oh, sis is looking for something to eat.
This is the garbage can with all the people's hair in it after they cut your hair?
No, not inside the inside of the barbershop. It was like outside. But you know how like sometimes your places have like the big ones and you can just kind of like put your trash in there. So when I finish my haircut, I go to my car and I notice that she's actually coming back down that way. So like I have gift cards to certain restaurants or whatever, like fast food restaurants and stuff. So I ran out and I grabbed her a gift card, and she was like, here, like take this. And she's like, is there money on there? And I said, yeah, it's about like $20 or so on there. And she said, oh, well, can you just give me the money? And I was like, miss, you're digging in a garbage can. Like, you take this money and take your ass to that restaurant to eat. Like, that's my first seat. My second seat is going to go to this free McMeal thing. Not overall, like the overall like seating of the thing, but I noticed that they had a bus that was wrapped with free McMeal. First off, I had tuna fish out of a can for dinner tonight, and y'all are wrapping buses out here to free McMeal. That's a problem, because I could have used it to go to Chipotle today.
He's eating that tuna fish like a cat?
Out of a can, yes. I mean, with a plastic fork. Like, times are super hard.
Wait a minute. Wait. You, Tofu Man, was eating tuna fish?
Yeah, you was eating fish?
Yeah, I ate fish.
I thought you was a veggie boy.
You're going to stop William from having turkey, but you can have fish?
I have fish out of a can. You eat anchovies. You eat canned fish
and tofu, but William can't have turkey.
I can't have no turkey for Thanksgiving. You eating fish out of can.
You eating lead.
I'm eating fish out of a can because I can't afford anything else. That's why. And my final seat is going to go to actor Jesse Williams. So last weekend, I downloaded this new game called Blebrity. So it's B-L-E-B-R-I-T-Y, so like black celebrity, and it's a cool game with that. Basically it's kind of like, I don't know, like when, like it's just like a themed game for like black people. So it's like about black TV shows, like black movies, black like actors,
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Well, it's more so like you go to it, you press a TV show or whatever, and it tells you like this is the show that starred Will Smith and his aunt and his uncle, and then you have to guess what show it is. It seems fun or whatever. And like from what I've played, the game is kind of cool or whatever. It's black sports on there, so black sports figures, black dance moves, and it's cool. And then they have like, and that's the first like six that you can look at. But then you scroll down and it's like crazy fun ones. There's like a Beyonce one, a phrase that you only hear in church, like acting the fool, classic BET, celebrity beef, like a lot of things that you're like, oh, I'm into this. Now here's the gag for you. So you pay $1.99 for this app, period, right? No big deal. Okay, I want to support it. I pay $1.99. Then you look through the first couple categories, which are like, okay, whatever. But then when you want to go to the other ones, like the ones I just mentioned, like the Beyonce one, the rap beef, like who's invited to the cookout, they want you to pay another $1.99 for each one of those categories. Jesse, you got to have a seat. Like, no one is giving you like $500 to play a damn game.
Dex, you need a seat for paying $1.99 for a game. That's why you eating fish out of can.
You know how it be when you get paid. Like, you just throw money away, and then when it's pay week, it's like,
ooh. Is that honey bun?
That's hilarious. Ty, do you have a seat?
I do. I appreciate when we can talk about racial injustice and all that other good stuff. And I have this class that's geared toward doing that. But like, if you are a white person and there's only one black person in the class, that's me, don't come looking my way every time something comes up or that you think I need to add some personal input on. You don't know what my experiences are. Like, don't come looking at me. Like, that irritates me.
Turn the head around.
Hi. What was it like growing up in the ghetto? Like, what the fuck if I know? How do you know that I know?
Wait, that literally happened to me like the other day where it was like, they were like, what injustices could come about this? And they're turning around looking at me. I said, I don't know. Y'all tell me. Like, what do you think could come out of this? Like, do not. Like, don't answer me.
I'm not the king of injustice. Like, I'm not going to give you personal experiences every time, every single week where you want to discuss injustices. I'm supposed to be the leading figure. No, that's not going to happen. I'm not the class mascot. Like, I'm in the class like everybody else. You can shoot your opinion forward, and I'm not here to judge whether or not your struggle was good enough. Like, no, thank you. My second seat goes to this other lady. Just generally, everyone in public, just mind your business, right? That's the best thing you should do. This woman, I'm in a public place with Nicole, and she decides to step out to go sit in the car for whatever reason. She leaves her purse behind. It's not a big deal because I'm there to watch it. So when I go to leave, I grab her purse because why would I leave it there, right? So this lady, she comes looking around at me like, like, bitch, mind your business. First of all, if I wanted a purse, I would have one.
She's about to make a citizen's arrest.
She was looking at me like, that's what's wrong with these young people now. Men walking around with purses type look. Like,
you said that?
No, she's like scouring at me like, I'm like,
that was the look.
First of all, it wasn't my purse. But if I wanted a purse, I would have one. That's why you need to mind your damn business.
I'm done. Crazy. All right. I don't have a seat. I'm good for now.
Y'all having good days.
Yeah, having great days. Like, subscribe, tell a friend, and comment. Do you guys have any shout outs or announcements to make about things happening in the area that you want people to know about?
Not yet. I will have some announcement coming soon, though. It's coming soon.
For me, just keep on the lookout for the announcement.
She told me to make this announcement on her behalf. She said that. About what?
I was speaking.
Dex, you sounded like one of them people that want to speak to the manager at the what?
just really quickly, that like Commune is doing not a giveaway, but Commune is doing an event, and Commune is the organization that I am a ambassador for. So basically, what they're doing is they're trying to get back for men during the holiday season. So if you guys actually know a guy who needs like help during the holiday season, or if you want to help a male out during the holiday season, please like let me know, and I can get you in contact with the ladies of Commune, and we can definitely make this happen for this guy during the holiday season.
Awesome. Shakima told me to make this announcement on her behalf. She said that she is selling roasted toenail clippings for 79 cents a pound. So good, you can see her at Shakima to secure your package, and you can get a 6-pack.
You did not say that.
She told me to put that on air. So I decided I was going to tell her.
She's going to drag you. I can't wait to.
Oh, wait. Shout out to, what's her name that defended us against
Bill? Marion Simmons
for defending our honor against Billy the White Supremacist.
We had somebody
we appreciate you
in the chat.
She stood up for us, and sister, we appreciate you, Queen. We appreciate you.
I gotta look at all this. This is crazy.
Also, shout out to Fatima for bringing this to my attention, and also for you know, not responding. That took a lot of courage. I'm very happy.
I appreciate it. If you guys don't know what we're talking about on the podcast, just go on to the YouTube channel. I think these comments stay there. So
no, should we keep it there? I guess
absolutely.
Okay. I mean, it's America. It's America. People have the right to say what they want, and they have the right to look like assholes when they do. So
listen, we've been singing the national anthem for the last 189 years. Why not keep them comments there?
Exactly. All right. For Dex, for Ty, for Bill, this has been another edition of Bro Talk Live. You guys have a wonderful week, and shout out to Racist Billy.